Yeah, it's a bit of a problem, isn't it, when you're on a panel with over 50 years of experience. I don't want to embarrass anyone exactly how many years, but you contribute 8 days of that experience. So bear with me. The first thing to say, it is a genuine privilege and something of responsibility to take on the CEO-ship of the UK Space Agency. I know at least two of my predecessors are in the room, and both have been kind to sort of share perspectives with me already. But the first thing I think to myself is, do what you preach, practice what you preach. And as a father, I talk a lot about having two ears and one mouth, so listen a little bit more than you talk. And that's what I'm trying to do, and I will continue to do. So the first 2 months or so, to the great pleasure, I suspect, of many of my internal colleagues in the agency, they won't be seeing that much of me, because I'll be out on the road experiencing for myself, seeing and hearing for myself what is going on the length and breadth of the United Kingdom. That started already this week. Had the pleasure, Martin, hosting me in Surrey, as in space as well, and the agenda is pretty packed. It doesn't take that long to learn one, I think, of the fundamental tenets, which is that space is a team sport. And I thought Joseph's presentation really highlighted how much it takes of a team to do the various things that that we are, you know, collectively proud of as a country and as a world that we've achieved already in space. And space is a team sport, and I take that away from a conversation that I have. As I go around the country so far, and the rather large number of Zoom and team meetings and the panel today, the conversations with Joseph this afternoon, what's really clear already is just how much clarity matters. So when Joseph is describing Agenda 2025, when we're looking forward to CMIN 22, each member state is looking to ESA to understand ESA's future program, and ESA is very legitimately looking to member states to understand what our national priorities are. That's the way it should be. And with the National Space Strategy imminent, due to be published very shortly, we should be able to give a level of clarity of the UK's ambitions nationally and for the globe that hasn't hitherto been available. And that's true also for the Space Agency. We need to think like any organization does: what is the value that we bring? And we need to communicate that clearly. We need to engage with academia, with international stakeholders, with industry across Whitehall to make sure we are doing the right things, particularly as the agenda changes in light of the strategy and the world changes as commercialization of space, for example, takes hold. There are a couple of things in Agenda 2025 that Joseph alluded to, and I think it is worth pulling out. So one is this point about the UK being a non-EU member of ESA, and the flexibility that I think the European Space Agency has demonstrated is vital to us as in that position, and understanding how we go forward together in the roles that we have outside the European Union within ESA is really important. So I thought it's so important that Joseph articulates that so clearly, and the flexibility that comes with ESA. And the other is around new space, and having Martin on the panel is just demonstration of that in the UK. As David said, I come from a health background, well, originally a science and space background, but my contribution on neutrino oscillations should have no introduction. It needs none because it was so small. Nonetheless, what I've learned in health, and particularly in the last few years as what people used to call a startup or entrepreneurially and a scale up and so forth, is the importance of asking, is there a better way? We're faced with unbelievably complex problems, and we look for solutions, but the way in which we look for them dictates how we then solve the problem. So this ability to look from a more commercial perspective, to ask, is there a different way of doing things, I think is fundamental to the future relationship between ESA and the UK. A Lunar Path Fund, I think, is a wonderful example of that from what I've been learning and seeing Martin and colleagues on Monday and the signing that will go on this evening. So let me finish where I started. Space is a team sport. Good teams, they understand each other's strengths, understand each other's aspirations. They make conscious decisions where they are together. And the UK-ESA relationship should model that behaviour, and we should be a good team.